Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God will make this happen, for he who calls you is faithful. This is God's word for you, God's people. Amen? Please be seated.
Well, this is really something. I'm usually the one making breakfast. That's good. That's good.
Oh, that's good.
Good?
Good.
So did you sleep okay last night?
Great. I got a full 40 minutes. And I had time to build that rocking horse.
Oh my gosh, you actually made that? Where did you get all the wood?
So, Dad, how many scoops?
I'll stick with the coffee now, thanks.
So, Dad, I plan out our whole day. First, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll go ice skating, and then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then, to finish, we'll snuggle.
I've got a reward, buddy. Oh, and if you're staying here, you should think about getting rid of the costume.
But I've worn this my whole life.
Not in the North Pole anymore. Look, you want to make me happy, don't you?
More than anything.
Then lose the tights. I mean, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
Don't lose your tights. Especially at Christmas, you don't want to lose your tights. You might just get coals in your stocking, and no doubt the Christmas season can certainly stretch us a bit. All the busyness, all the traffic, the things that we do to celebrate, and on top of that, our tights might even get a little bit stretched a little with all the good food that we eat. Now, where I sometimes lose my tights, and I have trouble with that anyways, is when I have to go to places like Walmart for one or two things, and maybe it's like batteries or Advil or something, and you go there and you pick them up, and you just want to be in and out, and after you get them, you've got like 67 people in front of you. And but then you've got these self-help checkout things kind of deal that you can do, and they're those time savers, and after you wait about a half an hour to finally get into one, because most of them are broke down, you finally swipe your card or you insert your card and you wait and then the bag thing doesn't want to read what you just put your stuff into. Any of you, isn't that awful? That's just awful. And then here comes the helping lady and who now clears out your machine so you can do it all over again, right? Just about enough to lose your tights. Or maybe now you're driving home you're stuck right there in traffic. And you're there at the light, and because, you know, there's this big yellow sign. It's like, 8 or 10 feet wide, 10 or 12 feet high, and it's got this big yellow arrow pointing that this lane is closed, the right lane's closed, and so you're waiting to get through there, and there's like 15 or 20 cars in front of you, and you know it's going to take a little while to get through, but it's okay, because, everyone takes their turn. But what happens? What always happens? Those jerks always pull in on that passing lane or on that driving lane, don't they? Because they all line up and they're hoping that they can just zip through there and jump in front of people. And now you're going to have to wait through like three or four different lights because those jerks go ahead and get on before you, right? Right. Talk about losing your tights. And why is it that during the Christmas season, fast food restaurants, they decide to train new cashiers? Why is that? You know, you're already been beaten up by the shopping lanes and traffic's just about wore you thin. And it's like, give me a break. And now, you know, all I want is just a burrito or a taco or something and leave me in peace. But no, they're training the new kid on the register. And so you want that cheeseburger, no pickles. Pickle button. No mustard. Mustard button, you know, and it's just, and then about that time, then they mess everything up and they got to call the manager and you're like, leave me in peace. It's just enough to lose your tights. Anyone else struggle with their tights this time of year? Well, today, our scripture gives us a little bit of help with not losing our tights. The Apostle Paul, he writes to us, always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Now, these three imperatives, be joyful, keep praying, be thankful, are actually a part of a larger list that Paul gives the church at Thessalonica to help them to live out their faith, readying them for the second coming. You see, the church of Thessalonica truly believed that Jesus was going to return in their lifetime. And so they started losing heart whenever Christians, their fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, started dying before Jesus returned, because they believed that no one would die before Jesus would return. And so they start losing heart because fellow Christians are dying of natural causes and no return of Jesus. And so Paul writes to the church to encourage them in their persecution and to help them understand better the second coming of Jesus. And so Paul gives the Thessalonians 10 imperatives, 10 do these statements to help them prepare for Jesus' second coming. I've shared with you three of those, but here are Paul's top 10. Warn the lazy, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone, be kind to everyone, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks, and that was the ones that we'd already looked at in Scripture, test everything that is taught, and avoid evil. See, Paul encourages the church to not lose heart that Jesus will come again, that we have hope in the resurrection, and be ready. Don't lose heart. Be ready for Jesus' return. And these are really good words for us today. Be ready for Jesus, aren't they? Don't lose heart. Always be joyful. Pray continually. Be thankful in all circumstances. Don't lose heart and don't lose the message of Christmas. What's the message of Christmas? Don't lose the message of Christmas. God's love for you. Jesus came for you. God came for all. Don't lose the message of Christmas. You see, Paul was not writing to his church about Jesus' birth, but about the purpose Jesus came. Paul said, Christ died for us so that whether we are dead or we alive, whenever he returns, we can live with him forever. And that, friends, is the message of Christmas. When there was no way for people to live with God, God made the way. God wrapped himself in flesh and was born a helpless infant to live among us. He grew into a man. He showed us the way to God's kingdom. And he died upon this cross to redeem us from all of our sins. He became our sin, paying the price so that we could be forgiven and that you and I can live as children of the light. You see, this is truly the message of Christmas. And that's the message that I shared with you last Sunday from John's Gospel. And if you happen to miss that message, you can still check that out online if you want to. But don't lose the message of Christmas. God chose to be born into this world, fully God, fully man, fully Jesus, to make the way possible for you and I to live with God forever. And so because of this, always be thankful. Oh, never stop praying and be thankful in all circumstances. And so when that crazy driver cuts you off, or somehow you always get the kid who is being trained as a cashier, don't lose your tights. Be joyful. Never stop praying and be thankful. Why? Because God made the way possible for you, for me. And so basically just lighten up and realize that no matter what this world throws at you, you're still a child of the King. And that should make you pretty joyful and thankful and cause you to keep connected to our Lord. So you see, that's what Paul's talking about whenever he says to be joyful and to never stop praying and be thankful. He's not saying be joyful when a snowball hits you in the face. He's, you know, be thankful that your car has hit black ice and spun out and now has been totaled. But be joyful and thankful and continually connected to God, because the day is coming when Christ is going to return. Never stop praying those gratitude prayers for what is and what is to come. Life can get you down, and it can seem almost impossible at times, but don't lose heart. You see, you still are a child of the King, and great is your reward, so don't lose the message of Christmas. And don't lose the spirit of Christmas. And I'm not talking about lights and candy canes and gifts and reindeers and those sappy movies that we watch on Hallmark, but the spirit of Christmas has to know with what we know to be true because of what God has done for us in Christ Jesus and the freedom that brings. It's kind of like that scene where Buddy the Elf meets Jovi for the very first time, and he sticks to his guns about how there is singing in Santa's workshop.
Are you enjoying the view?
You are very good at decorating that tree.
Why are you messing with me? Did Krampa put you up to this?
I'm not messing with you. It's just nice to meet another human who shares my affinity for elf culture.
I'm just trying to get through the holidays.
Get through? Christmas is the greatest day in the whole wide world!
Please stop talking to me.
Uh-oh. Sounds like someone needs to sing a Christmas carol.
No way.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Thanks, but I don't sing.
Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
I can sing, but I just choose not to sing. Especially in front of other people.
Well, if you sing alone, you can sing in front of other people. There's no difference.
Actually, there's a big difference.
No, there isn't. Wait. I'm singing! I'm in a store, and I'm singing! I'm in a store, and I'm singing!
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is!
No, it's not.
We sing all the time!
No, it's not!
Especially when we make toys! See?
Attention all careful shoppers, please make your final purchases. We'll be closing in 10 minutes.
Oh, Buddy knew without a doubt that there is singing in Santa's workshop. He knew what was true, and because of that, he enjoyed the freedom to sing. And he wasn't going to let a supervisor or anyone else tell him anything different. And you see, that's what the spirit of Christmas is about. It's about you and I knowing what is true deep down in our bones because of what God has done in Christ Jesus, and enjoying the freedom that brings to our life. The true spirit of Christmas, you see, is a freeing. It's a freeing spirit. God has come to set us free from our fears, from fatalism, from our failures. And that's a whole lot more than what Santa or Frosty could ever do. All of them, the Christmas spirit, it's not a warm and cozy and safe, secure kind of thing, but it is a freeing spirit. And it frees us from what and where and when and how we were once living. And it opens us up to new what, wheres, and whens once we are living in Christ. You see, the point of the Spirit is not to feel good, but it's to feel God. The spirit of Christmas doesn't give sap, you see, it gives strength. The spirit of Christmas doesn't bind you ever more tightly, but it releases you. It frees you for flight into this wonderful world of ours, and where you and I are free to live as God's people, knowing what our inheritance will be. And so because of this, oh, always be joyful. Never stop praying those prayers of gratitude, and always be thankful for the Spirit that God's given you. And Paul shares with us in Romans 8 these words. He says, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. You see, the secular Christmas spirit comes and goes. You know, in just a few weeks, we're going to put away the tree, the lights, the trimmings. A few weeks after that, that toy is going to be lost. It's going to be forgotten. Those extra pounds that we put on at Christmas probably won't be. That comes the New Year's resolutions. But after that, though, it's going to come Valentine's Day, and it's going to come birthdays and all other kinds of celebration. But the secular Christmas spirit, it comes and goes. But the spirit of Christmas stays with God's people forever. Don't lose the spirit of Christmas. Okay? Don't lose the message of Christmas. And don't lose who you are at Christmas, because you are a child of the King. In that very, very last scene that we watched, Walter, Buddy's dad, he wants Buddy to look just like everyone else, especially if he was going to be seen with him in the office or around town. He didn't want to be embarrassed by Buddy. A little later in the show, Buddy, he gets to go to Walter's office. Remember that in the movie? And he's trying to do everything that he can to win his dad's acceptance and his love. And so he dresses in this business suit, and he tries to drink coffee like his dad. It's just awful. But here's the problem. Even though Buddy was a human and dressed like a human, he was very much still an elf on the inside. He couldn't get away from his elf culture that was ingrained in him. It was just a part of who he was and what he's always going to be, which caused all kinds of interesting things for him in the mailroom and with Jovi and eventually with his dad when Walter had this really important meeting with Walter Finch, that little person whom Buddy thought was an elf, a South Pole elf, after Miles attacks him, and Buddy kept calling him an elf. But Buddy needed to be who he was, who he is. When he tried to be someone different, everything fell apart. He didn't fit in anywhere. He needed to be a human who was raised by elves. And even though he was different, he needed to embrace both worlds of who he truly is, who he was. And church, that's the same for us, is it not? As Christians, you and I have to be ourselves, Christians. We're a human, and we dress like humans, but we're also very much Christian. And so as humans, You know, there's going to be times that we're going to blow it. There's going to be times that we're going to speak too quickly without thinking. There's going to be times that we're going to do that thing that we've said 1,000 times that we're never going to do again. And we're going to want and we're going to need and we're going to just have to have. And then after we get it, we're going to lose interest. Amen? Yeah. Patience won't always be our virtue. And at times, we may even be our own worst enemy. But I want you to listen to this. I want you to hear this today. Don't lose your tights over that. Don't let that define you and make you into one of those angry elves, one of those South Pole elves. No, no, because you see, we are human, and as humans, we sometimes blow it. But We're also very, very much Christian. So let your Christian affinity shine through, and because you're a child of the King. You see, there is now no condemnation for you who belong to Christ Jesus. We'll go ahead and let him get on out there. So let your Jesus affinity shine through and truly know that you're a child of King and that there is now no condemnation for you who belong to Christ Jesus. God's life-giving Spirit has freed you, and it is freeing you from the power of sin. And as you grow in God, those times, I'll tell you, that those times that you blow it, those times that you become like a little South Pole elf, as you grow in God, those times will become fewer. Those times will become fewer and fewer. But you'll always be susceptible. I don't care where you are in your walk with Jesus. There's always those times. You'll always be susceptible because we are human. And because we're human, we sometimes fail. But I want to tell you something. God is right there to pick you up. He's right there to dust us off and to put us right back on the right road again. Because you are His child, and you are the reason that we have Christmas. You know, we talk about Jesus is the reason for the season, and that's true, but guess what? We are. That's why Jesus came, is for us, because we are the reason that Jesus came, so that we might have life. And not only life, but that we'd have life eternal with Him, but life on this earth that we can walk with Him hand in hand and live in Jesus. So listen, don't lose your tights. Don't lose the message of Christmas, the spirit of Christmas, and don't lose who you are at Christmas. A joyful and a prayerful and a thankful child of God. Amen? Let's pray. Loving God, we thank You for Your gift of sending Jesus so that we might have life in You, so that we can know You, so that we could fall in love with You, so that we can be graced, Jesus, by You and live each day with You hand in hand. Father, help us to not lose our tights when those times come that pull at us, and help us to know, Lord, that even in those moments that we do, we can rejoice because we are Your children, and You forgive us, and You help us. And we ask, God, that You just continue to remake us in Your spirit. For we want to become that image of reflection of You to our world. God, we give You thanks, and we give You praise. For it's in Your name we pray as one. Amen. Go now in the strength and the grace and the love of the God who cares for you and who cares for all. And may you experience His peace. Amen.